What do you think are some of the reasons? Now, listen to this. What do you think are some of the reasons why someone would want to relocate overseas? Okay, relocate to overseas from South Africa. Perhaps you or someone you know has made the move themselves. And if so, what was the driving force behind that decision? All right. On the other hand, for you, if you have moved away from South Africa, but have since returned, I'd love to hear your perspective on what prompted you to come back. It's a bit of a complex kind of topic or question, but I'm putting it in your hand. I'd love to hear from you. 084-850-0942, 084-850-0942. Send through that WhatsApp voice note. I'll tell you exactly why.
Go fun circle, man.
People think South Africa is unique in its problems, that we are the only country in the world with problems. The issues that we have of crime and corruption, we are not special. South Africa is not special. First world countries have the exact same problems. We are just not there hearing about it. So it's a pipe dream of people moving to these first world countries like America and, as you mentioned, Greece and Netherlands. It's nonsense. People move because they think life is better there, but in reality they have the same problems. Perhaps to a smaller degree, but the same problems are there, if not even worse in some cases.
Point. Hi, Robin Ross. Personally, I would rather pack my bags and go anywhere, everywhere that I can at this stage due to a breakup, being with someone for 18 years, feeling that you don't belong anymore. So if I could have the opportunity to pack my bags, I'm with you guys. I'll also go to Thailand.
Even I'm 15 years already in Australia, staying in Melbourne. I'm from the Eastern Cape. I'm from a small little town called Uitenhage. I'm here on holiday at the moment. Not holiday, actually. Business at the moment, selling my house and all that. I'll never come back to South Africa. The crime rate in South Africa is unexpectedly high. And I don't feel safe in South Africa anymore. That's why I went overseas, and I'm more happy there.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I mean, he does come from Uitenhage.
So funny. I have a friend who I know is emigrating, and she's emigrating because her husband got a great job opportunity overseas. Not because they have a problem with South Africa. They're very local as Lekker. It was really just for a really great job opportunity.
Ian, how's it?
Yeah, hi. Nice to meet you, Mac.
So based on what you heard right now so far, what do you pick up? What is the problem?
Yeah, Mac, certainly I understand a lot of people's unhappiness at the moment. And I actually also like to hear all the good news, people that really want to stay and live here. But it really is a big challenge when you do decide you want to relocate and go and live in another country.
Hmm. I mean, Jorman, you've got someone that moved out, right? Or moved to Canada.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think for her it was a little bit easier because she married into a Canadian family. So the husband was here doing missionary work and, you know, missionary. Well, anyway, let me leave that alone. But so missionary work sent her back and she's living there. And so, look, I mean, I think she's enjoying the life there, but she does miss home a lot. The weather's not the same. It's the job opportunities also not the same either. So a lot of people think there are no opportunities here. Unless you're an engineer or something like that, it's going to be difficult for you to go overseas and find good employment as well. So,
yeah. Ek het eintlik 'n vriendin sy uit Amerika toe getrek vir familieverpligtinge. Sy wou nader aan haar kleinkinders wees. Die familieverhoudings was nie wat sy gedink het gaan wees nie. She's in her 60s, working 3 minimum wage jobs. Because she spent all her money getting there. She's in a tough position in terms of she wants to make it work, mom, but yeah, die gras is nie altyd groener aan die ander kant nie.
So as ons terugkom, hier is nou die ding, right? So I want to know from Ian, where are most South Africans moving to? Like I said, Mbombela, Ian.
Okay. Well, you know, it's actually interesting because, you know, at the moment, I think a lot of people are just trying that last little stretch in South Africa and moving into bubbles, into estates, in areas where they feel their kids can go to school right next to the estate. A lot of people are moving to Cape Town because that seems to, things in Western Cape seem to work better there. But otherwise, most people are, you're looking at the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. USA is also growing, but very difficult to get visas, and it's very expensive to move there. And the UAE is where a lot of expats have, you know, a lot of expats that have jobs. You wouldn't immigrate there, so you'd go and work there and get some good money.
Hold that thought. So where are?
I'd say the United Kingdom. Many people are relocating to the UK because of their heritage, I think.
Mm. So you think it's because there are more South Africans there?
Yeah,
it's easier to grab a dorp and braai.
Yeah, I think people feel that it's more the culture, they can fit in easier, but the challenges they're fraught with there are absolutely phenomenal.
All right. So to move, let's talk now real life stories here. Now, to move out of this country will probably cost you a lot of money, right? So roughly how much are we looking at?
Well, you get two kind of shipment modes that we do use. Okay, air freight firstly is very expensive, but you get a 20 and a 40 foot container. You can also share in a container, which is like a cube inside a container. So a third of a container would cost you to the UK around 40,000 rand. To Australia, 60,000 rand. And there's no groupages to the United States. A 20-foot container, if you fill it up, that would be about a two-bedroom household, 120,000 rand to the UK. Australia, you're looking at about 200,000 rand for a 20-foot container. And now to go for the bigger container, which will take a bigger household, if you fill that up to the UK, you're looking at about 180,000 rand. And to Australia, about 320,000 rand for a 40-foot container. And the United States is more expensive, probably about 20% more expensive than the Australian rates.
Can I just ask, how many people go for those options of taking their stuff with them? Do you not just want to start a new life and leave the cockroaches in SA alone and then not bring a new species of cockroaches to Australia or wherever you think the grass is greener? I mean, how often does it happen that people are like, I want to take my stuff with me?
Joe, you find that, you know, we encourage people to take sentimental items with them. So if people decide, okay, I really don't want to take, I'll start new at the other end. Mm. Sentimental items, your animals help you settle down. Okay. So, but I know a lot of people are now choosing the option of I'll start afresh at the other end. Mm. But believe me, furniture can be much more expensive over there. So it almost makes sense to pay a bit of bucks and move a container or a part of a container to your destination.
Okay. And this is just the cost of getting your stuff there. It's not all the other costs involved.
No, it's the cost of getting your goods door to door, from your door in Johannesburg or Cape Town, wherever you may be, to your door in the UK, Australia, America.
Look, and I also do understand this comes with a lot of challenges. I mean, from your personal experience, what kind of challenges have you faced before?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that we have is that people... It's a spontaneous decision. Somebody's really unhappy and they're moving for the wrong reasons. They don't look at their budget and they run out of cash. They have not got a support group at the other end. They miss their family desperately. Depression sets in, and I've seen so often. People move to new destinations, sitting overseas in the UK. They one of the spouses, the kids are depressed, out of this world, and they have to really make decisions then. So that does cause massive angst when you move and you haven't really thought it through well.
So now I've got another question that's coming up because I need to get to the news. So the question is, do you sell or not sell? That's the big question.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, what are the steps?
Firstly, you know, when you do decide you want to move, and before you even move, you should at least go and do a look and see and kind of orientate yourself and see that's where you want to go to. You need to get yourself onto social media platforms for people, South Africans living in that country or living in that area, help them to make you decide where you'd want to live, so that you can choose the right city to live in. And then many moving companies can help you with orientation tours, finding a home, and schools that suit your needs. So you'd probably have to declutter before you actually move into a, you know, before you leave South Africa, because homes overseas are much smaller than South Africa, you know, than we have in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing is money's always an issue. You've got to make sure you've got enough cash.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask, what are some of the easiest countries to move to? Like, what kind of places welcome South Africans? Like, would I be able to move to Peru or, like, you know, like the bottom of Argentina somewhere, or like a Venezuela? Are those places where South Africans are welcomed and it's easy to move to in terms of like visas and you know, getting stuff done?
Joe, I wish you know, I could answer that easily, but you know, really, the common destinations are the ones where South Africans tend to want to go to. But I know that somebody mentioned earlier on Thailand, and Thailand's great. I think Thailand, there's great relationships, but it's very different culture from what we've got in South Africa.
And I see a lot of people on WhatsApp saying, "I'm moving because my kids are there." Isn't that a problem? That jy trek want jou kinders is oorsee. Isn't that a problem for a lot of people? Because I know a friend that moved back because they moved for their kids, and when they got there, they started actually living on the kids' budget. So they had no choice but to move back.
Yeah.
But then how do you find schools?
Well, I think a lot of people move to countries because they feel that country will education is a lot cheaper, and you know, when you suddenly get there, you find that the children are very different, and your children struggle to settle into schools in different countries. They're used to their friends, they're used to their schooling they've got in South Africa, and I think that's been a big problem, and does cause failed relocations.